As you know, we're going to go right into executive session, but we have the formalities of starting the board meeting in order to go into executive session, so we'll go through that quickly. So we'll begin, if that's okay, Michelle, if you would call the roll.
Yes. Mr. Estrada.
Here.
Ms. Asara. Ms. Holmes.
Present.
Mr. Kennedy.
Here.
Ms. Kahn.
Here.
Dr. Kurtz.
Here.
Mr. McMillan.
Here.
Mr. Montgomery.
Here.
Mr. Oliver.
Here.
Mr. Olivier. Governor Quinn.
Sleeping.
Mr. Soso. Ms. Strobel. Mr. Soso's here.
Michelle, just for the record, Trustee Hassari is walking toward the table.
Thank you. I see you. I've got I did see you earlier. Thank you all very much.
Dan was at breakfast, so he's here.
It'd be helpful to have a motion to go into our first executive session.
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
And that would be to discuss university employment or appointment-related matters. Is that right, Jim?
Yes, exactly.
And we've got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. Motion carries. Okay. Michelle, we're moving?
Yes. We'll go downstairs to room C and D for the...
Senior good news about the quality of the chancellor searches on both the Springfield campus and the Urbana campus, and it bodes well for the future of the university that so many highly qualified individuals are interested in those jobs, and we look forward to completing them in the near term. Good morning to everybody, and at this point we'll begin. First, I'd like to comment sadly on the fact that the University of Illinois has lost some of our dear members since our last meeting. I'd like to recognize some of them. First, Professor Samuel Gove. As stated by Professor Ken Anderson, his friend, Sam was a longtime fixture in Illinois state politics. He joined the university's Institute of Government and Public Affairs in 1950 and later served as director for an 18-year span. He was also professor of politics, of political science at Urbana. Among his many accomplishments, Sam created a legislative internship program that included many current and former legislators and Governor Edgar. Sam served in various roles leading up to the 1970 Constitutional Convention and provided a wealth of information and research for the convention. He was on the transition teams of two governors and was the founding chairman of Illinois Issues, the well-known periodical about Illinois public affairs now published at the Springfield campus. Sam retired in 1985, but as the model of active retirement, Sam continued to teach, to mentor, and to serve, including in his actions was serving as a member of the Illinois Board of Higher Education for almost 7 years, concluding his tenure on that board in 2005. For 60 years at the university, Sam demonstrated a forceful yet respectful style of leadership and touched the lives of many. Those that knew him will miss him, Sam's calm advocacy for good government, his insights into current events, and his great sense of humor. Additionally, I want to mention that a few weeks ago, our university lost a student in a tragic accident. Brad Bunt, a student at the College of Media in Urbana. He was a junior studying sports broadcasting. He had a very promising future and a loving family and a wide group of friends, some of whom we shared in common. We will miss Brad. Third, just this past week, the Chicago campus lost a longtime employee in the Office of Administration and Records. Miss Magnolia Maggie Whitaker passed away at her desk serving the university. She was well known and will be missed by all who knew her at the Chicago campus. Finally, I think all of us wish to extend our heartfelt wishes of concern and sympathy to the people of Japan and their families throughout the world, and our hope that they may be aided in coping with the horrific devastation of their homeland by the recent natural disasters, by a generous and caring people from around the world. I greatly admire the outpouring of compassion and help from our university community. I hope now that we might ask for a moment of silence to pay tribute to all of whom we've lost. Thank you all very much. On a happier note, I'd like to congratulate our own Lester McKeever, who will receive the Alumni Association's Distinguished Service Award at the Urbana commencement this year. Let's give Lester a round of applause. I'd like to note that March is an important month for the University of Illinois. On March 12th, in 1867, the first regular meeting of the Board of Trustees was held. The university was called the Illinois Industrial University at the time. On March 2nd, 1868, the university was open for classes. Thus, March 2nd is known as the birth date of the university to some and as Founders Day to others. By either name, it is an important date to all of us. To mark the date, each year the Board of Trustees arranges to have a wreath placed at the grave site of the first president of the university, John Milton Gregory, and we acknowledge his great leadership with that act and today during this meeting. Since this is the season of spring breaks, I think it's important to note that quite a few students from each of our campuses are engaged in alternative spring breaks that include volunteer service for such purposes as working with Habitat for Humanity, preserving the environment, working with victims of natural disasters, and tutoring and mentoring youth. The Springfield campus has a wonderful record for providing opportunities for civic service, as do all of our campuses. As a board, we salute our students who are engaged in such volunteer activities this week and throughout the year. We also thank the vice presidents and chancellors and others who recognize these students by way of various awards on campuses and provide advice and encouragement for volunteer service. As we move into the regular board meeting, I want to thank my colleagues for agreeing to serve on the various committees and external board assignments that we've recently adopted as a group. I appreciate the time that each of you have given not only to attend these meetings, but all of the committee meetings and the outside boards that you're on. I'm sure the governor's staff made that all clear to you when they signed you up. maybe next I'd ask President Hogan to introduce the university officers and the Senate observers who are here as our guests today.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Everyone is familiar with the university officers who are here today, including our three distinguished chancellors just across the table. So I want to ask them, I won't introduce them individually. I would like to introduce our Senate observers who are over here straight in front of us and kind of off to the left, beginning with representing the University Senate's conference is T-Fen Ting, who is also chair of the Senate Executive Committee and chair of the Springfield Senate. Representing the Urbana-Champaign Campus Senate is Alex Scheline right over there. Wave, Alex. We're glad to have you here. Alex, of course, is a distinguished professor of chemistry in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences on our Urbana-Champaign campus. Next to him is Don Chambers, author of a new and important edited volume on medical education. I mentioned it yesterday. Don is representing the Chicago Campus Senate. He's vice chair of the Executive Committee of the Chicago Senate, and we're glad to have you here with us today, Don. Next to Don is Kathy Jamison, who's representing the Springfield Campus Senate. She is an assistant professor of communications in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences here on our Springfield campus. And then next to her, of course, and representing the academic professional staff is Gerald Burkhart, who is the director of the Office of Electronic Media here in Springfield. Gerald, glad to have you here. Also in attendance today is Joyce Tolliver. I don't see Joyce. There's Joyce. Okay. Joyce Tolliver, who's chair of the Senate Executive Committee at Urbana, and Matthew Wheeler, who's vice chair of the Urbana Senate Executive Committee and chair of the University Senate's Conference. And Matthew, take a bow.